Welcome to Boganwood, Australia, Canberra's forgotten suburb. In today's adventure, before we get into what Dingo and Brico got up at the supermarket, we should check back in on Sheila as she continues her long trek through the suburbs on the determined mission to get to the Centrelink office. The neighbours cleared out of Sheila's way as she walked down the street swearing and cursing at anyone that paid too much attention to her. Sheila was fuming, and walking in Ugg boots was only creating more issues for her. Sheila continued down the street with her hand on her stomach to ensure her baby was safe. She was now a pregnant woman, and how dare they do this to her. They were taking food out of her unborn baby's mouth. Sheila worked through the discussion she was going to have with the Centrelink office when a car pulled up behind her and started to beep its horn. "Fuck off, you dirty cunt," Sheila yelled without looking around. The car continued to beep, and Sheila turned around to be greeted by someone she knew sitting behind the wheel of the car. "Hey, Sheila, where are you heading to?" In the car was Jimbo, Brico and Dingo's mate who had given them window washing gig. Sheila stared at him, trying to recall the story that Dingo and Brico were telling her of what had occurred the day before at the supermarket. Jimbo smiled out the window at Sheila, and she felt in awe as there was something that she needed to remember about this situation. Sheila worked through the events of the previous day and tried to recall how Dingo and Brico had come about the window washing business from Jimbo. "Where's your bloke, Dingo?" Jimbo asked. "Wouldn't have a fucking clue. He's out of bed when I got up. Bloody Centrelink and ripped me off again," Sheila yelled back at Jimbo. Now, Sheila wasn't the smartest bet she might, but she figured if she changed the subject, she might have time to recall what had happened at the supermarket, so she started to rant. "So I woke up this morning and went out to the mailbox, and these fuckers, they didn't send me me check. Now, I was going to go get me a bank account and get some direct transfer shit, but I thought, why should I have to fucking pay for someone to get my money, huh? That wasn't a deal with old Sheila, and I'm pregnant and stuff," Sheila continued uninterrupted whilst Jimbo called out in a means to end a rant. "And here I was walking down the street with no one to help me, and I'm struggling because I'm pregnant, you know. And my baby is making me sick and no one ever helps me, and this government is fucked and Julia Gillard is a ranger rednut bitch that has screwed up the economy, and I'm thinking about going to current affairs and stuff." Sheila continued to rant until Jimbo had seen his opportunity to interrupt with a small solution to one of her so-called problems. Jimbo pulled over the car, blocking her way, and yelled over the top of her, "Sheila, Sheila, Sheila," until she stopped her rant for just a moment. "I'll give you a lift," Jimbo offered from his window. Now, something kept niggling in the back of Sheila's mind that she was missing something. She was almost certain it was the baby she held within her belly that kept her memory from retrieving it, not the second bong hit she had taken this morning for breakfast. It had something to do with the events that occurred at the supermarket, but try as she might, all she could remember was Jimbo gave the boys the window washing business when they had assisted him with his scheme. As the boys were today washing windows on Jimbo's block, it must have went perfect, right? Sheila hesitated walking toward the car until she asked more questions. But would they be the right questions? "Why would you help me?" she asked. "Because we are mates, Sheila, and that's what mates do for each other." "Yeah, but what's in it for you?" "Well, only that I get to help out someone that I would think of as family, and someone that would support me if they were in a similar situation, because that's what we do in Boganwood. We help each other." Now, that took Sheila back a moment. She didn't recall any of this being Boganwood unwritten law. There were a number of rules, including no robbing your neighbours, no rooting your mate's mum, only borrowing items from people that could afford them, and not calling the cops when the music was played until all hours. But hell, if getting a lift wasn't a great idea for Sheila, she'd already feeling the sweat soaking through her toes and was thinking Ugg boots probably weren't the best idea. And here was Jimbo, the bloke that helped Dingo and Brico out with a window washing gig. Sheila made her way to the car as Jimbo smiled and reached over to the passenger seat, unlocking the door so Sheila could open it from the outside. Sheila jumped into the car next to Jimbo and noticed for the first time Jimbo had a cast on his leg. A memory, slowly but surely, crept its way back into Sheila's mind, and she tried to grab at it. Leg. Broken leg. Supermarket. But she still couldn't put the pieces together. But she felt that getting a lift wasn't the best of ideas, so she tried to open the door again with no success. She looked at Jimbo. "Hey Jimbo, your door's fucked. I've changed my mind. I think I have some rides left on my bus ticket and I have to go and talk to some friends." "No, you're right, Sheila. No problems at all. We should have a chat about a few things anyway. Jimbo had stated as he started driving off, "Don't worry about me broken leg, the car's in order and the reverse and drive gears are the only things that work. I only need one leg to drive the old girl, so we'll be there in no time at all." "No, you're all right, Jimbo. I appreciate the thought and stuff, but I think I should get out walking and stuff. That wasn't a knock at your leg or anything. I just want to keep healthy for the bub and stuff." "Now, Sheila, what kind of mate would I be if I didn't help you out?" Jimbo stated. "And I probably should have told you that that window's busted as well. So you can't get that bitch down any, sorry. But hey, let's face it, it's better than riding one of those fucking buses, isn't it?" A thousand things ran through Sheila's mind in a matter of moments as she started to recall the events from the day before. She reached and reached for what had occurred. The busted leg. The supermarket. The oil. Dingo. Bricker. And then all of a sudden, it come to her as Jimbo turned and smiled. "Now, Sheila, I should also explain that I have an ulterior motive to giving you a lift. We should take this time to have a chat about what occurred at the supermarket yesterday." Sheila grabs at the door again, trying to get out of the car to no success. She'd fucked up, and shit if she wasn't going to pay for it. Jimbo was an happy boy, and if she wasn't pregnant, she probably would have recalled the event quicker. Jimbo smiled again at Sheila, turning in the opposite direction of Senelik. "Fuck me, Jimbo, it wasn't me fault. Fuck, you can't let me out of the car. What the fuck are you going to do, you dirty crippled fuck?" Sheila yelled at the top of her lungs. Jimbo just smiled and said, "Sheila, don't be like that. We need to have a chat. But before we do, I've got a question for you. Do you have a ciggy?" So that's where we leave Sheila for today, stuck in the car with Jimbo. It's another story to be continued another day. Now, it shouldn't go without mention that nothing that occurred the day before was Sheila's fault. And Jimbo should be taking out his issues with the guys that caused the problem, Dingo and Bricko. But we'll get to that story and how it all occurred next time we visit Bogenwood. Bogenwood is a place of many adventures. In this case, we're taking a look at the bad element. Come back to Bogenwood to find the answers to the questions. What will happen to Sheila now she's stuck with Jimbo? How does this all relate to Dingo and Bricko's misadventures only days before? All this will be answered in the next episode. And remember what they say in Bogenwood? Where's my fucking doll check?